Joe works hard. He does different radio stuff. He's got a blog. He does his work with the Lansing State Journal. But I'm not feeling sorry for him. The guy has been Hawaii. Now he's going to Florida. So there are some perks, Joe.
You always made me feel better about things. But, yeah, you know, you have to admit, just being in warm weather for a little bit around this time of year kind of cheers you up a little bit, you know?
You know, Joe, I kind of, when thinking about our conversation this morning, I see how the Lions are performing, and I remember when Michigan State was struggling, not to the degree that the Lions are, but not going to big bowls, not being a winning team, a successful team, and you've seen a serious transition from that, haven't you?
No question. I mean, like you said, it wasn't that long ago. I mean, for the last 3 years of John L. Smith, no bowl game. And let's face it, nowadays in college football, I mean, you have to try hard not to make a bowl game. You know, I mean, 6-6 gets you in. But Michigan State, I mean, this matches the longest bowl streak in school history. The only other time Michigan State's had four straight was from 87 to 90 under George Perlis. So you're right. I mean, you can never compare anyone to the Lions. I mean, they're in a special, you know, world all themselves. But there were some parallels. There were some parallels between Michigan State football and the Lions, just that, you know, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory kind of thing, you know, that seemed to happen with Michigan State too often. And I think all that stuff has kind of been wiped away in the last few years here.
Oh, my wife was just whining last night. Michigan State is going to the Capital One Bowl, playing January 1st against Alabama, but she sees that the University of Michigan is going to also be in Florida for the Gator Bowl against Mississippi State at 1:30, and she said, how did that happen when they lost all these games? And I wanted to ask you, I know Mark Hollis was lobbying hard to try and get into a BCS game, and that just didn't occur.
Yeah, it is interesting that Michigan's basically just two clicks down, you know, from Michigan State, but that's the weird thing about the Big Ten this year. You have 3 11-1s, and then you have a bunch of 7-5s. You know, there's no middle ground. There's no 9-3 team or anything like that in there. You know, Iowa should have been, but they really bombed out at the end of the year. So, yeah, Mark Hollis campaigned heavily with the Sugar Bowl people. They had the pick that mattered, so it came down to the Sugar Bowl. And, you know, the hope for Michigan State was, one, that they would pick Michigan State over Ohio State, or that maybe they would, you know, take like a Stanford and then allow the Orange Bowl. And Michigan State thought it had a much better chance with the Orange Bowl. Earl Morrill and his family are involved in that game, you know, a former great Michigan State quarterback. And, you know, there was some thought, along with the fact that Michigan State has proven itself in Florida in terms of fan travel, that maybe, you know, the Orange might actually opt for Michigan State. But Sugar Bowl, you know, they knew that probably they were going to take a Big Ten team, and they took Ohio State. But it was interesting because, you know, the Sugar Bowl CEO, Paul Houlihan, Mark Hollis mentioned this last night, and actually I read a story in the Cleveland Plain Dealer too, where he said, you know, he's never seen anything like the campaign Michigan State put together for this. So, you know, credit to Hollis and Michigan State for that. But I think everyone knew that it was extremely uphill battle. I mean, Ohio State is Ohio State.
So Michigan State will be playing Alabama in the Capital One Bowl, 1 o'clock game on January 1st. What's cool about this game, I think, Joe, is that it is played in Orlando. MSU will get 12,500 tickets, and they'll get $4.2.5 million to play. That ain't too bad, is it?
Right. I mean, of course, all that money goes into one big pot. All the Big Ten schools will you know, put all their money in a pot, and when the Big Ten gets two BCS bids, that's six straight years. That's a lot more money for everyone. That's very crucial for the league. And then they'll split it all up. But one thing, you know, Mark did mention is actually this will be – Michigan State will be better off financially going to this bowl game than it had it gone to the Sugar Bowl, just because the expenses would have been a lot more at the Sugar Bowl. They would have gone for a longer period of time, and, you know, different things would have cost more. So, you know, in a sense, financially, this was a better result for Michigan State.
And I get a sense that, as you know as well as anyone, Joe, there's a lot of Spartan fans in Florida. There's a lot in the Orlando area. And when you have the Orlando area as a destination, a great place for kids, I would imagine that's going to help ticket sales.
Right. Also, you've got, about 15 to 17,000 living alums already in Florida. Michigan State, like you said, 12,500 allotment, but actually they've already asked for 5,000 more, and they've put 5,000 more after that on hold. So they're trying to snatch up a lot early because they know Alabama's going to sell big time, and, you know, it's a drive for them. They haven't been in that bowl game in a long time, so Michigan State's hoping they can get 2 years ago against Georgia, Michigan State had about 25,000, maybe a little bit more than that, and Mark Hollis thinks that will happen again. And last time, you know, fans were able to buy right at the gate a lot or from the bowl game. You know, he doesn't think that's going to be possible this time. He thinks between the two schools, all those tickets are going to be snatched up, and everyone's going to probably have to go through the schools for the tickets. But it looks like it's probably going to be a sellout. You know, I think this game is as good as any game out there, save for maybe the national title game and maybe one or two others. I mean, it's a great matchup.
Well, and the storylines are just, there's a multitude of them. Obviously, Alabama is the defending national championship. Nick Saban's there. Bobby Williams is there. Ingram, the running back, who is the defending Heisman Trophy winner, if you will, is from Flint. So there's so many cool storylines, and Alabama travels well. So I think a packed stadium is definitely within reason.
Yeah, and it is going to be. I mean, it's emotional, I think, for Michigan State fans, because there are people who are still mad at Nick Saban, you know, and now it's a chance to beat him. And of course, the Bobby Williams, like you said, I mean, Jim McElwain was assistant coach for John L. Smith there, and he's a great offensive coordinator for Alabama now, which is just, it's crazy how that turned out, how he ended up, you know, with Alabama and essentially running a pro style kind of offense when he was a spread guy here. But so many different storylines, and like you said, it should be well attended. And I would think this would be one of the best watch games too of the bowl season on TV.
All right, Joe, before we let you out of here, Michigan State men's basketball team had a nice win on Saturday. Izzo thinks the team is tired. Will he rest them a little bit more before they head to New York for that big game against Syracuse?
Yeah, you know, they're going to be heading out today and then playing tomorrow. So it's one of those things where they need more practice time. They need to work on stuff. They need to keep working on those turnovers. And they're going against Syracuse in that famous 2-3 zone. So they got to work on the zone offense, although the Bowling Green game definitely helped in that regard. But I think right now he's looking more at, you know, got to keep those legs fresh. I mean, Michigan State has some big breaks coming up. Finals week is next week, and then there's another big gap between the 22nd and 31st where they don't play a game at all, and that'll be a time for a lot of practice and improvement. But right now they're just trying to get through this stretch, and you know, they have a great chance to get a pretty major win tomorrow night at the Garden, one that would really look good in March if they can get it.
Joe Rexroad covers Michigan State football and men's basketball for the Lansing State Journal. You can read his blog at lsj.com. It's called Hey Joe. Joe, as always, thank you so much.
Okay, Tony, always good talking to you.